Patriots Eagles in Super Bowl 39. We're broadcasting live from Jacksonville all day, all week. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 6:18. Good evening, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner. Now, the Hammer is normally here, but alas, today he is not. He is a little too sick to go today. So we have the Cobra here in Jacksonville with us. Ooh.
Three snake.
There we go.
He was on the other one.
Anyway, he is here. Back at the mothership is the remainder of the crew, consisting of Danny Paul, Kevin Scott scaling Mount 12 Big Ones, Justin Neely at the suddenly controversial helm, Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico, and on the road Ken manning the riding lawnmower. We got about 45 minutes or so. It is the media party night tonight down here in Jacksonville.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, tell everybody where this is.
This is at Sawgrass, TPC at Sawgrass, which is where they play the Players' Championship, the fifth major, which also has the most famous hole in all of American golf, the 17th hole Island Green. And the party is on the tee box of the 17th hole. So I guess they got tents set up, and they're going to let all the media take one shot at the 17th green. And you are taking a shot.
Oh,
okay.
I definitely am.
All right.
I mean, if they're still doing it by the time we get there,
well,
because
be doing
this has been going on for about an hour already.
Yeah, I know. They'll be doing it. They'll be doing it. This goes on to 11. So we'll probably get there in time to avoid the big line that's waiting to hit the shot. And if you get a hole in one, which I fully expect to do, you win a Cadillac.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So me and you can drive home in our new Cadillac.
All right, what fun that'll be.
I know, man. Should be cool, though.
All right, it is 6:20 here on The Ticket. Community quick hits. Here's Cobra.
Thank you, Michael. We talked last week about the new hotel that's being built on the corner of Mockingbird and Central.
Mm-hmm.
The old Santa Fe hotel is going to be turned into the Palomar or something like that. It's like
right.
A really high-end, upscale hotel with, you know, all the amenities that all those nice hotels have. Mm-hmm. And I got tons of email on this. And people saying, is it better than this hotel? Will it be better than this hotel? And then I got some emails saying, what's the best hotel in Dallas? And I was like, I don't know. I never stay in hotels in Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, how would we know?
What are the best hotels in Dallas?
I would have no idea. I would have no earthly idea what the answer to that question is.
I mean, just from reputation alone, the ones that I've heard of are the Crescent. I did stay there on my hunt. The night I got married, I stayed at the Crescent.
Hey.
In the Mick Jagger suite.
I stayed in the bathroom that night.
Yeah, you did. Sorry.
Diarrhea.
I owe you.
Diarrhea?
I owe you one for that.
Oh, you don't know how you owe me.
I know the Crescent is really nice. I know that Hotel Zaza is supposed to be really nice.
That's one that gets raved about a lot.
Is that? I mean, that's where all the celebrities stay.
Pretty much.
Okay, well, what makes this so much better?
I don't know. What makes any hotel better? Nicer amenities, better service, cleaner sheets, I don't know. The fact that you don't have to go through it with a black light.
Hello, I'm... What about the downtown hotels? Is there anything down there? Is there, we have like an Adolphus or something that's nice?
Well, you got the Adolphus.
Got the Magnolia.
The Magnolia.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a nice revamped hotel.
Right. I've heard that's not.
Where's that
at?
I
don't know, though. It's downtown somewhere. Downtown. I think it's down there by Jeroboam and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's by the Metropolitan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great place to eat.
Great place to drink.
Good place to eat. Good place to drink.
But I didn't know what to tell these people.
No, I don't know what to tell them either.
Danny, did you ever nookie out and, you know, your wife want to stay at a nice hotel and you guys do that one night?
Mm-mm.
You never did?
I've never stayed in a Dallas hotel.
Turn your wife into a nookie girl. That's what you do when you take her to a hotel. She is all of a sudden, anything goes. Full throttle.
No holds barred.
No holds barred.
Just wide open.
Wide open.
We're getting a late fax in saying that the Four Seasons of Las Colinas.
Ah, yes.
That's very nice. And the Hotel Intercontinental in Addison, where they have the curling convention.
Yeah, that used to be the Grand Kempinski.
Isn't that supposed to be nice?
How great can that be? Can that be that great?
I don't know. What about the, what's the hotel right by our station that we...
The Melrose?
The Melrose?
Yeah, the Melrose is nice.
It's old.
The Stoneley.
The Stoneley. Is that nice?
Yeah. It's old.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I can't believe you've never been to any of these stayed in any of these hotels.
Why would he?
Yeah, when would I have cause
to do
it?
Because it's a nice romantic evening with your wife. Take her to a nice dinner.
Yes, yes.
Oh, no, Mike. You okay?
Take her to a nice hotel. You don't have any kids to deal with. No dogs. You know.
I am not that smart.
Well, you guys ought to look into that.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, what about you?
Oh, I've never done it. I can't afford it.
Why do you want to spend all that money on a hotel when you can just not get laid at home for free?
Wow, two genius lines in one segment.
You know?
Well, maybe that's the point. Maybe that, you know, kind of gets the loins going down there.
Well, I mean, with you being in the baby-making mode, I figure that this is something you would know a lot more about than me.
I'm not in the baby-making mode.
Oh, you are, too.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are, too.
Bitch. What's that, Mike?
What, Mike?
I want to bang you, bitch.
Mike, that's not going to help me have a child, unfortunately.
Get this under control.
Oh, he's going to. He said things are changing when he gets back to Dallas.
Good.
I mean, I would very much like to maybe give you a hug or something like that, but... I don't want that violent scene happening.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Gross.
Is that the... Wait a minute. Or is that building up to the face of determination?
Uh-huh.
So you hear him say that to a woman.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And then he...
And then slowly that wrinkly old puss of yours...
Oh, I want to bang you, bitch.
Turns into the face of determination.
It's so shocking. And Cat's just sitting by allowing this to happen, right?
Yes, he is. He is.
He's writing a report.
I think we should do that. You know what we ought to do is we ought to go in and havesies on a hotel room. Get a couple of double beds.
Why, so I can watch you try to make babies? Check out that reptilian face of determination.
While you're on the bed just praying for a flow.
Yeah, you're just trying to work anything up.
Just come on, please, God.
Turn over, Cobra.
Gross.
What is that?
It's Mike.
Well, I vote Hotel Zaza.
Okay.
Yes. Well, how do you know, though?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dude. We're totally leaving out the mansion.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, don't dude me.
The only five-star hotel is
God,
the mansion.
What histrionics that brought on.
The only five-star hotel in Dallas is the mansion on Turtle Creek. That's brought to us by Bruce Simpson. Thanks. Internet P1.
Thanks, Bruce.
Forgot about that.
Would you like to say anything to Bruce, Mike?
No, not really.
All right.
I mean, that's Bruce's opinion.
All right, so that's about it.
God.
What do you mean that's about
it? Oh, we had the road rage incident that we didn't have time for, but we'll get to that next time. next Community Quick Kids.
You have nothing else?
Well, no, we're late already. Let's go to break. We have NBA Twishy Notes next, remember?
All right, it is 6:28 here on the ticket.